proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. It's my delight to be with you on today's program. And today, I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget. And this is material that is provided by our dear friend and ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript, as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources, at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. The words Shabbat Shalom. How I love to hear those words, especially on Fridays, which is the beginning of Shabbat, the Sabbath. But what does it mean? Edith Samuel, in her book, My Jewish Lexicon, says, the word Shalom is not only one of the most radiant in the Jewish lexicon, but it is also one of the most frequently used. Peace runs like a golden thread throughout our dreams and prayers. She continues, we pray for peace to descend upon us and upon all the world, on a personal level and within our own families. Today, we will study the most famous of all Hebrew words. Now, this is a very important Hebrew nugget. No doubt, the best-known word in Hebrew is shalom. I will always remember the very first Hebrew class that I ever attended. In common use, shalom is a greeting meaning both hello and goodbye. However, the best-known definition of that is peace. The Hebrew word shalom derives from the Hebrew root shin lamed mem. According to the book 501 Hebrew Verbs, the word shalim means to pay wages, pay for goods, pay back, or a debt. Think of this scenario, for example. Bob borrows $10 from John, and 1 week later, Bob repays John $6 of the $10 that he borrowed. When Bob gives John the final $4, we can technically say that Bob has completed his debt fulfillment to John. That is the deepest meaning inherent in this root, completeness and wholeness. That's the idea of shalom that we have here. True peace has two components, physical and spiritual. Therefore, true peace cannot be attained only at the physical level. Most people ignore the spiritual component, and therefore, they have never had peace. Only the Lord, who made us, can give us true completeness and wholeness, because only He can fulfill the spiritual component. Lasting peace must be based on truth and integrity, and a right relationship with both God and man. Although the New Testament was written in Greek, it is full of Hebraisms, Hebrew expressions or ideas. When I heard my teacher explaining the root or the shoresh of shalom in Hebrew class, I immediately thought of Mark chapter 5, where Jesus healed the woman who had an issue of blood. In Mark 5, verse 34, we read, "And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith have made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague." Notice the Hebraic thinking inherent in Jesus' words. First, he made the woman whole, meaning spiritually and physically. And then second, he gave her peace, shalom. He went from wholeness to completeness. This study fills me with much joy and gratitude to the Lord. I am so thankful for the day when I asked the Lord Jesus to forgive my sin and make me complete and whole. And he gave me a bonus that day, peace or shalom with God. Before then, I was afraid of God, and since then, the Lord is my very best friend, and He walks with me through the trials of life. How thankful I am for His peace, and how I constantly pray for my loved ones to experience this peace and joy in their own lives. Now, this has been a Hebrew nugget provided by our dear friend and ministry, Jackie Powell. Again, I invite you to go to her website, lightforisrael.org. And as we've talked about peace, my question is to you today, my friend, do you have that peace within your own heart, the peace that passes all understanding, the peace that comes from knowing Jesus as your personal Savior? He came to this world to die on the cross for you and me to forgive our sins. Have you trusted in Him today, my friend, for that forgiveness? Do you know Him personally? If you would like to know how to do that, I invite you to contact us here at IBJM. We'd be glad to show you how, from God's true word, how you can know the Prince of Peace, the Sar Shalom, Jesus, as your own Messiah. That is our prayer for you. And again, Jesus is waiting and calling for you. Again, do you have that shalom? Do you have that peace? The world is looking for peace. And again, Jesus is that source of peace. Trust Him today, and He will give you that shalom. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.